Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt told us Wednesday that Captain McKay Wadley and firefighter Chad Kramer have joined thousands of rescuers gathered in Texas. He said they're part of FEMA's Utah Task Force 1, an urban search and rescue unit. The task force has three Utah agencies that are deployable to any emergency situation in the country. Those are Salt Lake City Fire, Unified Fire, and Park City Fire District, which is the smallest group.
They're right in the middle of Houston. They took a 12-passenger UTA van down there, and they drive the highways that are elevated above the water, conducting these. They have a huge backlog of 911 calls, so they take one call at a time to get the elderly and the infirm out of their house and get them to a safer location. They get to the off-ramp. A boat meets them at the off-ramp and takes them to the rescue. So they use the freeway system to get close to the location, and then they meet a boat to take them to conduct the rescue.
Hewitt said among many rescues, they retrieved 100 residents from an old age home and were able to take them to shelters, partly by boat and partly by van. One of the residents, he said, was a 107-year-old woman. He said Captain Wadley has been impressed by the spirit and optimism of the people in Houston.
McKay said that the people in Houston were very grateful that he's up there, that they're up there rescuing them. And he said they're living off of the two firefighters that we have are living off MREs, the military meals, and they sleep in a gymnasium, high school gym.
Wadley said he thought they would be in Texas for another week dealing with the erratic flood situation.
He said it was interesting. He said that the waters that were high in one area in a day might recede in that particular area, but in another area that was dry the day before, it would be below water. So the waters are just shifting back and forth right now. But he said that their deployment will last until at least through next week. So they're not going to be back through next week. They should be plenty busy.
Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.